Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm recording this message before TanCast because I realize for some of you, this may be your first TanCast after you heard me on the NetCot podcast. I just want to reiterate, this podcast is nothing like the NetCot podcast. It is not Disney-related. It's not even Disney-appropriate. If you want to see some of my Disney stuff, you can go to youtube.com/TimBabComedian. I've got all sorts of Disney-related videos there. However, if you stay listening to this podcast, you're going to hear inappropriate language, inappropriate content, general inappropriateness. Just three idiots talking about whatever. All right. You've been warned. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
We're here.
You can tell Noah is more interested in getting... Welcome to... Welcome. Anyway.
Oh, it's my turn this week? All right. I'm going to do as little work as possible.
Welcome to TanCast.
Now he's just going to...
That's Noah on the phone when he's not interested in talking to you. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. TanCast, welcome.
All right.
Well, this is Tim. I am the tool in TanCast.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm the A. Just the A.
This is Noah. I'm the fish eating the dead skin off your feet.
Oh, yeah, I heard that story.
Yeah, they're talking about it coming to Atlanta, too.
Eat up. Tastes delicious.
Hey, you know, if it's good enough for hippopotami, it's good enough for hippopotamuses? Whatever. If it's good enough for hippos.
You can get crazy people to do that, too.
To eat the skin off the bottom of your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No bad.
Yeah, the problem is sometimes they just go to town. Okay, hey, I wanted those toes. Hey!
Toes are tasty.
They're like little popcorn shrimp.
You know what else is tasty? Ears is tasty.
Ears is tasty. Thank you, David Letterman.
Just ask Mike.
Mikey likes it.
TanCast movie review. So, as I was saying, I saw the Wally. I liked it a lot. It was very, very touching. Little robots in love.
See what I mean? You're like, wow, I'm totally into this, even though it's two computer-generated robots. Not even real robots. They're computer-generated robots.
Wally was so cute. How could you not love him? The CGI, like when he was on like his little garbage truck thing, his home, it looked really good. Like, it almost looked real.
Yeah.
Like, when you start to get to, like, the other planet, then it looked less real because you saw the people, and then, like, you know, obviously they're not real, but it was a very good movie. I liked it overall. It was touching. What more could you ask for?
As in, Noah was touching himself while watching the movie, you sick
going,
perv.
Oh,
perv! Perv!
Oh, Eve. Noah wants to keister Eve.
Eve.
Looks like such a good iPod.
Wally.
Probably has many gigs.
Oh, I'll fill her gigs. You know what I'm saying? Oh. No.
No, I don't.
No.
I got some MP7 and a halves.
Did you see Wally, wow. Andy?
I have not seen Wally. I did see Hellboy, though.
Oh, what'd you?
Hellboy 2.
What'd you think of Hellboy?
It was a good movie.
Wait.
But,
let me do something real quick.
Yeah?
TanCast movie review. There you go.
How could I have forgotten to do that? And why didn't we do... Tim, you're going to have to cut that and put it right back in before Noah does his Wally stuff.
And then I'll put...
Kind of an inside joke. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'll cut it and put it beforehand, and then I'll leave it here, too. So the listeners get the entire colostomy bag of this discussion.
Yes.
Anyways, I'm sorry, Andy. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It was a good movie. I mean... Guillermo del Toro's got quite the eye for crazy critters and like lush, fully developed worlds and all the rest. And I'm really sad that I saw it after I saw Dark Knight, because it's that whole movie is like, you know, good and evil, but it's all kind of gray. Like, it's not so much black and white, that there's these two sides that are against each other, but they kind of both have their own points. And there's, you know, like, loyalty and betrayal and, like, kind of layers within layers of story going on, in addition to, you know, all the big critters and the big machines and the Hellboyings and the Golden Army and all the rest of that shit. But after seeing Dark Knight, it's just... It seems like Dark Knight cranked the volume up so loud that it's, like, after... the day after you go to a club where everything just sounds a little more distant because your ears are still ringing. So I either think I should have waited longer or seen them in the opposite order.
But also, I think Hellboy is... Dark Knight was an excellent movie, but Hellboy is just a different type of movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was definitely more lighthearted than Batman. It's just like, you know, there's different types of comic books out there. There's different types of comic book movies. I mean, yeah, I think the story was definitely better on Batman, but I think Hellboy was a very good movie on its own.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree. It was just, like, I look at the quality of the acting on Hellboy, mm-hmm. and it was really good. You know, I don't like to go, comic book movie, and thus it gets a pass. It needs to stand as a movie, or fail as a movie. And I think, just completely on its own merits, Hellboy was a very, very good movie. You know, like I said, well-acted, well-directed, pretty well-paced, and, you know, excellent CGI, and, you know, the whole world kind of had a definite look to it. It all seemed like nothing really like stuck out like a sore thumb. It all seemed like it was all from the same place, and those are all really good things, but I'm also comparing it movie against movie, fuck comic book, just the quality of then the direction and the pacing and all the rest, and especially the acting in Dark Knight, and like I said, it's one is good, the other is great, and so I think I probably would have been more moved by Hellboy if I had seen it first.
Fair enough. I like the cat smile without you. See, that was good.
Yes.
But I don't think Tim has seen it. Have you, Tim?
Nope. That's why listeners may have noticed I have completely dropped off this discussion. Like, did Tim just go get a fucking soda? What happened to Tim?
Oh, Tim, did you see Iron Man?
Yes.
What would you think if you had seen Iron Man after Dark Knight? A little less impressed? A little, like, the week after. Like, exactly a week after.
No, because I think they're... I don't think I would be... Ow! Ow! All right. Sorry. Apparently standing up is no longer within the physical activities I'm allowed to do.
Tim is both weak and womanly.
Geezer cast.
No, because my... Geezer cast. Because my womanly... All right, now I'm bumping into things. My womanly wife is in the middle of running an Ironman triathlon right now. Or a half Ironman triathlon right now. Whereas I can't stand up. So you can't even call me womanly. Because obviously women are tougher than me.
I was saying you are both weak and womanly. The weak part is clearly what's going on right now. The womanly part is I think you bleed every 28 days.
I bleed way more often than that, sir.
That's when he's with his man.
But is it from your vagina or not?
No, it's from your mama's vagina. Oh.
Oh,
sorry, Iris.
Ba-dum-bum. I hope she's not listening.
Iris is probably okay with it. I was going to say she didn't come out of that vagina, but neither did I.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Iron Man, before my eyes start bleeding.
I took the hard way out.
I don't think it would have affected how I thought of Iron Man, just because as I came out of Dark Knight, I was like, you know, I like them both, but they're two completely different types of movies. It's like going, I like Citizen Kane and I like Clerks. You know what I mean? They're both very good at the kind of movies they're trying to be. Even though both Iron Man and Dark Knight are comic book movies, I felt Iron Man was more of a good time romp comic book movie and Batman was more like a serious comic book movie. I'm like, I don't know another thing to say. Hello.
All right, good night, folks.
I'm like, all right, I guess now it's their turn to leave the conversation. I'm just sitting here holding my ding-a-ling, limping around the apartment.
I like how you just like to walk around during Tancast. Like, I need to get up and do some shit.
I can't sit still. I'm a very fidgety mofo.
Whereas, just, you know, we'll surf the internet.
Oh, I saw another movie this last week, this time on cable.
Ooh, Navy SEAL.
It was National Lampoon's Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj.
Ooh. How was that?
Oh, that thing got three fucking thumbs down.
Ooh, not even just one.
We were halfway through, and we looked at each other, and I reached for the remote, and dong.
I remember.
And then she looked at me and went, come on. I went, dong. She's like, one more. You're right. There was nothing redeeming about that movie. Cal Penn is a funny guy, but there was nothing funny in that movie.
when we lived together, Andy was thumb down crazy. Because sometimes he would thumb down shit that I actually wanted to see. I'm like, how come it never records this? And I look it up, I'm like, oh, Andy gave it 3 thumbs down.
Wow, what sort of Oh, I didn't... Dude, you're talking about, like, fucking Blood Rain and, like, Alone in the Dark or whatever the other Uwebull shit was.
It may not be 3 thumbs down, but you did give thumbs down to shit that I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to see that.
Well, it's too bad that you have shitty taste.
Oh, no.
And then I got to the TiVo first and taught the TiVo what good taste is.
Oh, no.
Foo dough? What is foo dough? Us, dong, dong,
one
dong.
One of us owns Hollow Man, one of us doesn't. Actually, 2 of us don't own Hollow Man.
Yes, I do.
Because two of us have taste. Well, that's not true, because one of us owns foo dough.
That movie's awesome. You guys should watch it.
Awesome with shittiness.
Awesome with delicious vagina darkness.
Hermaphrodite vagina darkness.
That's right.
I can't wait to see that.
What else do you need in the movie?
See, I actually did go back and listen to your guys' part of the last Tancast.
We listened to yours as well.
Yeah, that,
well, I did, at least.
That was...
Well, of course, Andy. Tim did.
Yeah, I listened to it quite intently, you might say.
Yeah. So, wait, where does this fit?
I'm just going to slap it together without listening.
I think you should do a Tancast like that one time.
just
a little bit here, a little bit there.
We'll see how it goes.
It's just going to be the 3 of us yelling, "You suck cock." No, you suck cock.
Everybody suck cock, cock.
I did like the part at the end where Andy was just doing different stuff.
Well, I figured that I may need to give Tim some stuff to kind of pepper in, you know, to enhance the illusion that we could hear each other.
There's no illusion. We let him know.
So I was just giving him a bunch of, you know, like, well, here's some response. And somehow it all wound up very negative. Like, I was trying to be like, how about some good ones? Well, how about some bad ones? It just turned into like, I was like, I think you have a great point. Hey, that's a good idea. I hate you both. You both suck. Your mom sucks. Your dad sucks. Your cousin would have sucked, but I didn't have $5.
Yep.
There was actually more positive stuff in there. But when I was listening to some of the negative stuff, I'm like, this is so funny. I should find something for Andy to say. And so I would listen to his track, and I would just, I'm laughing. Danelle's looking at me like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, Andy just said to fuck both our moms. And there was one I didn't put in there. It was like, fuck both your mothers, especially Noah's. comedy gold. Might not have been funny if it was fuck both your mothers, especially Tim's, but, you know, as is, very funny.
Hey, it's not funny at all.
Oh, it's funny, you little shit stick.
You okay there, Oscar the Grouch? What the fuck's going on? You sound like a Muppet or something.
Oscar the Grouch?
I don't know.
When the fuck has Oscar the Grouch ever laughed?
You know, Ernie... Bert, you sound like Bert. One of those two. Bert,
yes, because Bert laughs.
Ernie. Yes.
Bert. Wait, I just did that. But
yes.
You know what? I'll fix that in editing. I said it perfectly right. I'm awesome.
It's just suddenly going to be a big click, and that was Bert and Ernie. And then another click. And we're back. So, Tim, did you see any movies this week? Wait, Noah, do the Tancast movie review. Tim, did you see any movies?
Tancast movie review. You don't try to do like the guy on Mean Dog, Tim.
Yeah, I knew. I was about to say, for those of you who don't know, we are yet again ripping off another podcast, and that would be Mean Dogs.
Wow, I'm the only original one on this group.
No.
I liked how you found it very funny, though, and even though you didn't know I was doing that.
Oh, yeah. I found it very funny. I thought it was random, you know, insanity from the mind of Noah, but
nope.
You stole it from someone else, less
you
clever.
Know what? I should let you believe it for like 10 years, and I told you the truth.
Yeah.
Like some people around here.
Really? That seems like a mean thing to do. I don't see why you would do that. Doesn't seem like a very pigeon. Friendly thing to do.
Yeah, pigeon. Come back as a pigeon. Shit on you both like you've been shitting on me my whole life.
I don't think I've seen it.
I don't think I've seen a movie recently since The Dark Knight.
Oh, I know what I've seen. I've seen Star Trek Nemesis, and then I've seen Star Trek Nemesis, and then I've seen Star Trek Nemesis.
Oh,
how
yeah.
Did that work out?
How was that?
It was pretty good. For those of you who don't know, I got an audition to be on a game show, and they were looking for people who had seen specific movies a lot. And I found out the three that I had heard of weren't just the only ones. They were just the only ones they weren't getting a lot of responses for through their normal channels, which is why they threw out an ad on Craigslist. So, like, the people I was in a group with, some of them, mine was Star Trek Nemesis, and someone else's was Rocky IV. I was like, Rocky IV was an option? And, like, I was even correcting them. Like, I didn't say it out loud because I didn't want to, you know, screw with anybody during their audition. But, like, they're in the middle of, like, giving their synopsis of the movie. I'm like, no, wrong. No. But, like, I don't see how they didn't get a ton of people. Like, because Trekkies just know their stuff. That, I mean, I really didn't even have to watch it for the questions that they asked me. I was like, really? 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 You're going to ask me what planet they were on? Can I just have the part now, if this is what we're going to do?
Did you beat the people, or was it like a competition, or?
Only one of them sort of failed. They asked him one question, he didn't know the answer, and me and the other Trek guy did know the answer. And
so they
I
said there's no, sorry, go ahead.
Well, they were also looking for personality as well, so I told a couple stories of my Star Trek nerdism.
Did you give them the Vulcan joke?
No, I figured I would save. I did tell them the time that I went to a Star Trek convention. The only time I've ever gone to a Star Trek convention, and I went wearing a Star Wars shirt, and I said, "You might as well just go to the Vatican wearing a shirt that says I hate the Pope."
Did you really get a lot of shit about that?
Yeah. Like, I hadn't even gone inside. I was just, okay, where's the end of the line? Boo! This isn't Star Wars, faggot! I'm like, easy. I am 16. You want to calm that down, 35-year-old?
It's all in the space. Relax.
I know. Like, really? Really? Are we going to fight amongst each other? Because the real world is out there laughing at us.
It's like the Sunnis and the Shia.
You know what's very ironic?
Nothing in the Alanis Morissette song?
Yeah.
Star Trek is very much about being, like, accepted of other races. Accepting. And, they're like, Star Wars, boo, no.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even look at it that way. Because that literally is what it's all about. It's like, you know what? It's all about infinite diversity and infinite combination. Fuck Star Wars, though. Get out of here. What? C-3PO's a homo. Data would rip his little goldenrod head off.
Well, he would. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah. I could beat up 3C-3PO in a fight. So could Robin.
He could barely even walk away.
You just run up and tip. Oh dear, I have fallen, and I am incapable of bending at the middle. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
I sure hope George Lucas makes me CGI all of a sudden so that I can have the ability to break down. Oh, look, he did! Yay!
R2-D2, can you fly over here and help me?
But please, don't use this ability in any of the next 40 years.
Oh, hate.
It's like I got to the end of those movies. It was like, my childhood is moistened and smells of George Lucas's urine.
I was when I was listening to the Mean Dog.
Did it smell like socks and tears? Sorry.
Yes.
When I was listening to the Mean Dog podcast, they did an episode of movies that everybody loves but you think suck. And one of them they said was episode 3. I was like, yes. They're like, everybody's like, oh, this totally redeemed the first two films. No, it didn't. It still sucked. Finally, I agree wholeheartedly with something that the Mean Dog people said. It so did not redeem a damn thing. It sucked. Oh, and I was in an argument with a lady who was defending all three of the prequels. And then she's like, and they were like, oh, wasn't the opening battle in Revenge of the Sith, wasn't that the best space battle you ever seen? I'm like, no! It looked like just CGI crap, like something Pixar did. I was waiting for Buzz Lightyear to come in and go, hey, what's going on? To infinity and fucking up the trilogy.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the most spectacular space battles I've seen was in the movie Serenity.
I saw the movie. I don't remember the spectacular space battle.
I'm like, I'm with Noah. I remember the movie. I remember liking it. Don't remember the space battle.
Well, you know what?
Chicken butt.
Anybody who hasn't watched it, either just cover your ears or step away for a second, and that should handle all three of you who listen to the podcast anyways. Towards the end of the movie, where they bait the Reapers,
Don't bait the Reapers.
One of those
Reavers.
Two.
I think it's Reavers, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. It is the Reavers. Sorry, I was just watching Reaper. on TV. And now I'm all screwed in the head. They baited the Reavers and then just took off, like, running as fast as they could towards where they knew there was another army.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I do remember this now.
Yeah, because that was... So many times you see, like, a space battle, and it looks like it's set up like a naval battle. Everyone is on one plane, and they're all, like, you know, firing broadsides at each other. Star Trek did that a lot, and I know it was to keep things simpler so that it didn't confuse people, but then you get the Serenity battle, and it was completely confusing, completely three-dimensional, multi-layer, ships just chaotically, like, tumbling past each other, getting blown up, and other ships, like, flying through the wreckage and getting hit with the wreckage, as opposed to, like, look, I dance through the middle of all this wreckage and miss every piece.
Isn't that how it works in real life? I thought you would miss every piece.
Cloud of shrapnel! Hang on, allow me to pirouette past. La 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 la.
Alright, I'm done. I'm doing sound effects.
One of the things that always annoyed me about Nemesis... I'm sorry, were you done? I didn't want to interrupt.
I was done. That was my bit about the space battle.
Well, because one of the things that annoyed me about Nemesis is towards the end of the movie, and if you've never seen Star Trek Nemesis, you are not alone. Don't even worry about it. there's a great big support group. It's called Earth. I was telling Noah. Oh, I said this last week on Tancast. It was the least popular of all the Star Trek movies, yet it was the one released most recently. So if you factor in ticket prices, it's got to have an abysmal attendance record.
How is that even possible? I mean, 5 kind of proved that William Shatner shouldn't be directing shit.
Well, apparently it wasn't the movie William Shatner wanted to make. A lot of budget constraints and stuff forced him to do. And you can tell that movie was made on the cheap.
Yeah.
But anyway, towards the end of Nemesis, there's one ship and the Enterprise, and they're sort of fighting, and the Enterprise has been pummeled to the point where, like, it has no shields, it has no photon torpedoes, it only has, like, 3 little bursts of, phasers left, but the other ship has 70% of their shields, so his plan is to ram the Enterprise into the other ship. And for some reason it works, instead of just bouncing off the 70% of shields left.
Yeah, they never were really clear on exactly what those shields, A, were for, and B, where they were limited. Because, like, if you're flying through space at high sublight speeds on impulse power or at, you know, superluminal speeds in warp drive, there's, like, gas in space, there's little tiny rocks, there's comets, there's all sorts of shit to hit. You know, it's a vacuum, but it's not completely empty, even in interstellar space. So you would imagine that going really fast into a dust cloud would be like standing in front of a sandblaster in your underwear.
Well, they did mention in one episode, and I'm sorry for any of the women who may be listening, because we've gotten off on a Trek rant. One day when Noah's not on the podcast, we're going to do an entire Trek show.
And we'll just splice Noah in the background. Gay.
Going every so often.
Faggots. Gay. Top in gay.
Get the dick out of your mouth while you watch that Star Trek.
How do you have wives? Did you pay them?
It is a mystery. Mine lost a bet. I don't know what happened to Andy. They do mention that they have navigational shields that are separate from their real shields.
Okay.
Because some enemy is about to attack them, and they're looking at their weapons like, that won't even penetrate our navigational shields.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It's a little tiny ship, and they're there for honor.
Which is later used by Star Trek fans to say that Star Trek ships are better than Star Wars ships, because I believe the quote was lasers. They can't even penetrate our navigational shields, and the Star Wars universe uses lasers, and so like, well, see, obviously an Enterprise would beat the Death Star if they got into a battle.
Okay, the Death
Star. They wouldn't even have to save the missiles from Mother Brain.
The Death Star cracked a planet. Not just cracked.
Yes, but it was a laser, and they can't even defend it.
Well, mainly I'm going for, if you're going, it's kind of like that whole thing about Wolverine where we geeked out a little bit.
A little bit.
Where it's like, well, you know, if those blades were paper thin, yeah, they could, and like atomically sharp, they could pass right through. But the thicker they are, the more they're just going to like go in and wedge. it's sort of the same thing of, you know, it may not be a lot of mass, but light speed is really, really fast. Half of light speed is really, really fast. You hit a fucking dust cloud at half of light speed, you hit not a lot of mass really, 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 really fast, which is like hitting a lot of mass less fast. So how the fuck do they, like, blow through those dust clouds, or claim to, or nebulae, or whatever, and yet the Enterprise, from a dead stop, going, oh, we're gonna ram you, boom, crushes it. Unless these are like Dune rules, where it's like, well, fast things we stop, but slow things come right on in. That's why everyone fights with knives.
Oh, is that what the rule was?
That was the rule.
But then that guy had that slow thing that was drilling through it.
I thought the rule of Dune was you didn't talk about Dune.
No, that's Fight Club.
My bad.
So, Tim.
Yes, I.
I was reading that thing and they said there are no callbacks for this thing.
Yep.
So what happens next? Like, is that it?
Absolutely no idea.
Oh, okay.
probably I never hear from it again, and I cry myself to sleep.
So they never said anything at the end? There's like, thanks, bye?
Pretty much. They're like, all right, thanks, guys. Did a great job. They didn't even say, like, we'll call you. So,
Oh, okay.
That could have been a Hollywood thanks, you did a great job. Which means, oh, you guys fucking suck. Because that's how we do things here.
Kiss, kiss.
Hey, I really want to get together later. Translation. Go jump in a river and die. Please die. I wish that you would die. I wish your family would die. I wish anyone that looks like you would die.
That's a lot of dying.
So I don't have to be reminded
of
you.
A lot of hate going on in Hollywood. It should be called Hatelywood.
I have a nerdy question for Andy.
I probably have a nerdy answer.
There's no probably about it, sir.
So I was watching Wall-E. and I was thinking, like, you know, like if the sun's out in space, how come it's dark in space, but it's light, like, on the Earth? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what makes it light up on the Earth, but not in space the same way?
The air we breathe and the shit in it.
Okay. So there's a lot of particles and...
Yeah. Like, imagine you're in a really, really, like, dark black room, and someone shines a light from behind you against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, like, the beam of light on the wall, but you don't see the beam in between. Now, shake out, like, a really dusty rug in there, or, you know, spray some mist or whatever. Or just throw some confetti up or whatever, and, like, all of a sudden it's all twinkly and, like, the room gets brighter because the light's being, like, reflected and diffracted and all the rest of that shit. So, yeah, that's why when you're inside an atmosphere, it's, like, bright from every direction. It's because the atmosphere itself is bouncing the stuff around.
Well, there you go. Good to know. You learned stuff on Tancast.
That's right. We're like Nova.
And you know what's awesome? Neither of you know if I just made that up.
It makes sense.
I didn't, but...
I believe you.
Makes sense that Andy's a lying bastard.
Yeah, but I'll tell you in 10
years. Bastard!
Fucking Tim.
Liar!
Fucking pigeons.
I know. You know what? You're going to have to let that go. Sometimes your heroes lie to you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I already found that out with Bill O'Reilly.
You're fucking a hero.
I am a hero.
All right, I'm going to stop playing with the metal thing that I keep dropping.
That would be his dildo.
Oh, Andy. Remember Andy and the gun?
Yes.
Click, 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 click.
All right, so what were the things we were supposed to get to talking about this week that we've been meaning to talk about?
No cocksucking.
No
kind of butter. And Copa Cacacho, I think. Is there anything else that I missed out?
Yeah, there are a couple others.
Do you have them?
Yep, I do. But let's start with Noah's.
Oh, and what kind of butter?
I said that.
Okay, good work, Noah.
Wait, what kind of butter?
I don't really... Oh, yeah, but I don't really remember the setup for what kind of butter.
I vaguely remember it. I remember it enough that I could fake it.
Okay, because I remember Juan was the one that asked it, but then I don't remember what exactly we were talking about.
We were talking about, like, how we have the fake butter. Juan being... this is a conversation that happened at the movie theater that Noah and I used to work at. Mm-hmm. Actually, it happened at Denny's afterwards, but we were talking about how... we were just making fun of the fake butter and that people ever wanted to use it. Because, I mean, not only was it fake, it came in, like, this little... what would you even call that? Jug? Yeah, jug.
Yeah, I think it was like a orange juice jug, like a gallon jug you see at the store, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a carton of milk?
But it didn't even look like butter in the jug. And you just poured this gelatinous fat, nasty goo into this butter warmer, and all of a sudden it started to take on a butter-ish hue. And then, at the end of every day, we would let it cool down and pour it back into the jug so that we could use it again tomorrow. So it was just old...
Just like the popcorn.
Just old, reused, and abused... imitation butter goo. And then, for some reason, we were talking about coming to a movie but bringing our own butter. Like, oh, we want butter on our popcorn, but we've got our own. Could you please put this butter in the warmer? And then Juan pipes up, what kind of butter? And Noah's like, does it matter? Do you wait for a brand name? What's wrong with you?
Wait, no, I
which
can't
reminds me of a side story that was also very funny. When I was making fun of, we were at Denny's, and Greg, another manager that was with us, I don't know if he was a manager at the time, and Juan and me and a bunch of us were there, and I was ripping into Greg for his lack of love life for no reason, for, you know, not just not like in a mean way, but just, you know, like sort of like we do on Tancast, we're just making fun of people. So I was just making fun of him, and I was making fun of him, making fun of him, and then he goes, well, let's talk about Juan's love life. And that's what Greg said, and I was like, wait, why'd you turn on Juan? I'm the guy attacking you. Especially because all these jokes about your love life could easily be made about my lack of love life. Like, I have no room to be talking. And yet he's just like, fuck it, I gotta get this heat off me. Juan, go on Juan, get him, sick him.
You know why, Tim? It's because you were like a tiger and he was afraid of you. So he was trying to distract the tiger as opposed to counterattacking the tiger. Because he knew he was outmatched, but he like, look at this little soft lamb with the broken leg. Why don't you go after it and stop mauling me?
To this day, that strikes me as funny. Like, fuck it, pick on him a while.
Yeah, speaking as the little lost lamb who lived with you two fucking tigers for a while, I can understand the mentality.
Whatever, you could come back. That's why we kept you around.
Yeah, but there were some days where it was like, I'd go for one of you, and the other one would start in. I'm like, oh, fuck it, one at a time! Slow it down! Give me a chance!
I started to feel bad. I was like, I think we make fun of Andy too much.
There were days.
No, you didn't feel bad. Don't lie to me and yourself.
Noah doesn't have a soul. That's required for feeling bad about things like this.
The next one is the no cock sucking and no butthole play?
And no obnoxious behavior.
That's right. So, I used to work at a blueprint company with a guy named Reg, and Reg was, like, he was just a weird, funny guy. I think I was talking about before how he used to hump garbage cans and roll on his invoices and say, oh, my invoices are godlike.
I use that still to this day. I mean, I don't hump them, but I will stand up and declare things that I have done to be godlike at the top of my lungs.
There was one time where he found an old lawnmower and was, like, pushing it through the shop, and apparently, the president saw him on camera. He was like, you're having fun with that lawnmower there, Reg? He's like, yes.
That reminds me of a theater story I'll tell you later.
But anyways, so I don't know how he found this, but somehow Reg found this phone number for this place in San Francisco where you could go to jerk off with other men. And he would
but
like...
But not, and I think the distinction needs to be made quickly, jerk other men off.
This is true. And he would actually he would call this number, then transfer it to other departments at Blueprint Company. So they just pick up the phone and they're like, here, like, you know, whatever's going on. But there are rules to this club, and the rules were no cock sucking, no butthole play, no obnoxious behavior. And me and Andy and Tim used to joke, like, isn't jerking out in front of the guys obnoxious behavior in itself?
Well, you know, I would think that in a place where you expect to go jerk off in front of other guys, but it be like a solo act with, I don't know, an applauding audience or something, that the cock sucking and the butthole play might then just go ahead and fall right under obnoxious behavior.
Could be too. I actually tried
but
calling that number
then?
Again, and it's no more.
Aww.
It was years ago.
The end of an era.
Well, now there definitely is no cocksucking and no butthole play there.
Oh, there's cocksucking. There's butthole play. There's obnoxious behavior. And it's coming for you.
It's all on this podcast.
I think some of my favorite things about Reg were the fact that I quoted him without ever having met him.
Same here.
Yeah, and the fact that Tim, occasionally, you seem to get, like, pissed off about Noah's Reg stories. Like, no, I'm the wacky one in the group.
I'm funny, too.
Like Reg was usurping you.
It was like when Kevin Smith was talking about Jay Muse on one of those Evenings with Kevin Smith DVDs. He's like, they're like, hey, this guy's funny. And Kevin Smith's like, I'm the funny one. Because similarly to Kevin, that was all I had. It wasn't like, well, I'm also most athletic. Oh, no, I guess not.
That title held Noah's by most me.
That is also bullshit, by the way.
No, it's not. I'm
not even looking at like a variety right now of athletic activities. Noah being the one of the two of you that could lift a bat, much less swing it, would probably...
I can lift a bat, and I've swung a bat, and I've probably played baseball more recently than Noah has.
Well, at the time, I should say, I didn't own a car, so I rode my bike everywhere. So
Noah had some strong thighs. They were comfortingly strong. You felt when you were around Noah, like, if something bad happened to you, like, Noah would be able to lift you up onto his broad shoulders and carry you to safety.
I don't know what he's talking
about. Just because
of
his thighs?
Did you see the thighs?
Yes, I saw the thighs. Like, if I ever went camping, he walked around naked a good deal of the time.
I always felt like if I went camping and, you know, things got a little bit too cold, Noah could just come into my tent and flex his thighs for a while, and it would be all nice.
My thighs were pretty large back then. But I think that's why I was most athletic, because I just rode my bike everywhere.
Yeah, whatever. I just remember any time you would run, like, we would start to chase me around the theater, like, that chase would end in 5 seconds, because I would turn around and Noah was grabbing his chest, wheezing.
No, he would outrun me, though, because
he's like, I'm after you, I'm after you, I'll find you, you'll be back, you work here, I know where you work. Oh, dear God, where are the paddles? Someone get me the paddles. Oh, it didn't work. Crank it.
Yeah.
And Andy, there was two things. Oh, wait. Yeah, there was two. Wait. The Reg story with the lawnmowers reminded me of another theater story. One time, here's the thing about our theater. You may never have heard of it. That's because no one ever went. Like, I remember when it closed down.
Hey, I went. People for free.
People were always asking me when it closed down, like, that was such a nice theater. Why did it close down? I'm like, well, did you go? No, that's why it closed down. Because everyone in the Bay Area was exactly like you. So anyway, there was large chunks of time where you had absolutely nothing to do. Like, I was in the box office, and like Noah was talking about, the first time we went, the box office attendant was asleep. Because you could. Maybe one person would notice. And you know what? He'd eventually work there.
Yep, I was like, I gotta work at this place. They let people sleep on the job.
This doesn't seem like a very demanding gig. So one time I was in the box office, and as usual, nothing to do. So I started to crinkle up these little flyers that we were supposed to give out. But again, we didn't need to because no one was there to have them. So I started to crinkle them up, and I had a tiny little broom. It was like a little broom dustpan for cleaning up the box office. I don't know what was supposedly happening in this box office that it needed its own broom and dustpan.
Just in case the alligator man ever visited and just, like, shed skin everywhere.
I mean, it's smaller than the average studio apartment bathroom. Like, it's tiny, and all you're doing is printing tickets in there. It's not like you're like, hey, I'm making a jambalaya. Oh, I dropped some on the floor. Like, no, there's nothing going on. So anyway,
It was pretty deep, though.
What's that?
It was pretty deep, though. Like, it went back kind of far, like, even though it had, like, all this wasted space.
Yeah, that was weird.
But yeah, but it went back in a corner, and no one was ever in that corner. It's not like, you know, it's me doing selling tickets in the front, and a sexy party going on in the back, baby, yeah.
I know, but it was just kind of deep, that's all.
That theater has, like, some weird wasted space, like the architect should have been shot.
Oh, don't worry, it still has wasted space, the new version of the theater.
I don't doubt. It's all, like, weird angles and huge open, like, look at our huge lobby! You know, you could have put, like, three more screens in the lobby, right?
Yeah, that was kind of like, alright, yeah, yes, we have a really tall lobby, what the fuck is the point of that?
Yeah. Escalators to the moon!
Now I get to hear the echoing people talking from the third floor while I'm having a conversation on the first floor. That is great for hearing people. So I was bored in the box office, so I started crinkling up these flyers, and I grabbed the broom, and I just started playing baseball with them in the box office. I was like, tsh, tsh, and I didn't think about it. I probably spent a good hour doing it. And apparently, one of the other shifts, money came missing from the till that day. So all the managers were watching the tape, and they're like, "All right, well, let's see who took the money." And they get to my shift, and they're like, "So I come into work the next day, Tim, playing baseball in the box office, huh?" And I was like, "Yep." Like, I don't know. Like, I probably should have been embarrassed. I'm like, "Well, what are you gonna do? You obviously know." I didn't think people really watched those tapes. And they're like, "Well, we're pretty sure he didn't steal the money, or else he probably wouldn't be playing baseball right now." Like, he probably wouldn't be drawing more attention to him. So I stole the money, and it's gone! Upper deck! That's so sad that people would steal money from that poor theater. That theater needed every dollar it could have.
That reminds me of another great theater story.
Yay!
My wife will occasionally just say, "Scrotum. Scrotum."
Was that a theater story?
Yeah, it was the, somebody brought in that speak and say, or spelling and speak and whatever.
Oh, I totally forgot things. About that. Scrotum. Scrotum. Scrotum.
You'd page each other over the walkie-talkies. Scrotum.
I don't think I was there for this. I don't remember it.
I wasn't there for this. I had it relayed to me.
You weren't there for this, Noah? I think it was Juan, and he had this thing, and it would only say actual words, so we kept trying to come up with swear words that it would say, and it wouldn't say fuck, and it wouldn't say shit. And then finally, someone put in scrotum, and it would say it, and we're like, "Yes! Scrotum." And so we would hit the little button on the walkie-talkie and put it next to it. Scrotum. And then we'd laugh, we'd giggle, and then Stephanie would be mad. "Why you can't say that on the mic?"
Do you remember when we first started there, we used to say ridiculous stuff on the microphone? Like, customers are earshot, and we're saying, like, not work-appropriate stuff. And it was just like, "Oh, you used to crack me up."
I always remember we would talk, you would be in the box, and I'd be at the door, and we'd be trading stories about where the hot women were coming from, San Jose Live. And the best story was that... Dude... "You gotta check out this girl in purple. She is hot." And then I walked by wearing a little purple uniform.
You know, I got written up one time for not wearing black socks.
I don't think I ever got written up for it.
It was harder to get that minimum wage job than other jobs I've had. Like, you had to go for like a group interview and another interview, and they asked you what animal you were. I'm like, really? So many ridiculous people made it through the screening process. Like, rat face. And
poor
who else
face.
Was there?
Don't forget both the crack addicts.
Yes.
The pregnant crack
God.
Addict, my favorite.
And the guy who kind of attacked Stephanie.
That was so fun. I mean, probably not for Steph. No, wait. She said she did almost laugh.
Yeah.
Because he was
shrieking at her.
he went to hit her, and it was like one of those stereotypical effeminate hits. Because he was gay, but like he just went like, tink, like that kind of thing. Like he went to haul off and hit her, and it was just like a piece of paper being dropped on someone's shoulder. And he's like, don't laugh, it'll only make it worse.
Yeah, or there was the one where nobody could quite figure out if it was he said or a she said.
Oh, shim? You mean the shim that was interested in Noah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we know
yes.
what it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then there was the three-way group sex happening. That was in one of the projection booths, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, I don't think it happened at the theater.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
I
okay.
think it just happened with people from the theater.
I do remember the time that Zoltar, the amazing
Zoltar.
Trick name we've come up with for him. Woo! No one will ever decode that. the three stuffed animals in the office,
yes.
and he set them up where one animal's face was in the other's crotch, and the other was sort of fucking the other animal from behind, and he's like, "Hey, person, look, it's you and other two people," which I know that doesn't make any sense to our general listening audience. I just don't know if I wanted to call out their
hey,
names.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, girl. It's you and these other two guys.
No, he didn't say it to the girl. He said it to one of the guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's hey, Steve. It's you, Jenny, and Bob.
Oh, I guess we could have come up with fake names.
And then he went to have a child with that said woman.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I never really thought of that. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about it right now. It's like. He went from mocking finger cuffs to breeding with her.
Are they married?
Not last time I talked to her, I think. Or maybe, I can't remember. I think I saw her at the screening for Superman, which was like a while ago. You know, Superman Begins.
Returns.
That one too. And they weren't married at the time.
Superman Begins to suck.
I saw him not the last time I was in San Jose, but I was getting on the light rail, and he got on one in front of me, but I didn't get a chance to say hi.
Aww.
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, it's Zoltar." Oh, bye, Zoltar.
Zoltar. I miss that guy.
Zoltar.
Oh, I mean Zoltar.
Oh,
dope.
Yeah.
Wait, just say it again and cut that last part out.
Just put Zoltar in there. We love Zoltar.
There we go. That'll work. So Andy,
anyways, I miss that fella.
No,
that's all. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I miss Zoltar, man. He was fun.
Well, you had two things at the end of, well, I put them at the end of last episode that you wanted to talk about this week, and I can't remember. Oh, well, something about us as a restaurant, and then I can't remember what the other thing was.
The guy from work, Dan, whose family I insulted because I had said that I would.
Oh, right.
Because he said it was the only thing that would keep him from listening.
And like, did he listen?
Oh, I'm going to do it then. I told him the next day at work. I was like, oh, yeah, I insulted your family, like your whole family. And he laughed and he said something about, yeah, you'll have to give it a listen and find out. I go, yeah, it's about an hour, so you know, you're going to need to block out some time there. He goes, fuck, an hour? Aren't podcasts supposed to be short, like cater to the ADD group, like, here's 5 minutes of funny, or here's 5 minutes of movie reviews, or, you know, here's 30 seconds of bliss, or anything like that? I go, dude, we cater to ourselves. If we owned a restaurant, it wouldn't be open at lunchtime and dinner time and on weekends. we would have like snack time. It'd be like tan snack.
It'd be goldfish and pepperoni pizza and
fried chicken and watermelon.
That's right. Grape soda. Love me some grape soda.
Ooh,
Kool-Aid. Holy shit! Would it be Kool-Aid?
Grape snow cone. That was delicious.
It was.
We were up at Twain Heart last week. Noah got a grape snow cone. He let me have like a couple bites. Well, after the first bite, I was like, that is what a snow cone should be. Yes. Because we both just finished having other lesser snow cones. In my opinion, they were lesser.
Well, also, they're really messy. Like, every time you tip it like a little bit, it's like, oh, I just spilled half of it on the ground.
Well, and the root beer one I had, it was like, they were like, here's a little root beer syrup. Whereas the grape one, it was like, syrup! Sonic syrup!
So I have, do you have another story, Andy?
Oh, yeah, it was just, Tim was telling me that while you guys were in Twain Heart, look at that segue, somebody just came like, like, Tim's in taking a poo, and somebody's just like,
oh. Yeah, we were at that restaurant. Like, dude, I'm like, it was like two separate people. Somebody was like, went to come in, and like, it was locked. So they were like, ka-chugga, ka-chugga, chugga, chugga, chugga. I was like, someone's in here. But in the midst of their ka-chugga, chugga, chugga, they unlocked the door. So I guess they gave up and, I don't know, shit in a bag. I don't know what they did. And someone else came behind them and just started walking in. And like, I couldn't vocalize it. Like, I was like, I'm shitting. Like, no!
Very compromising position to be in.
Yeah.
Yes. And I didn't have any poo to fling at them. It was nothing. Because I was still working it out.
Sometimes.
You guys know that I hate pooping in public places.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons.
He would hold on to it until he got home.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh, Eddie, we're going to go see Out to Eat now. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to be poo. I'll be out in 5 minutes, like half an hour later.
We're going to go see Out to Eat?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to see it. It's a good movie.
It's that Meg Ryan movie with Tom Hanks.
Oh, Christ.
It's Jack Black.
Out to Eat. This summer, love takes takes out.
Love has takeout. Love has a takeout window. There we go.
Put love in a doggy
this
bag.
This time, love has seating for two.
There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
All right, let's write that and cast them. Make $1 million.
Sometimes when I go to the bathroom, I'm amazed about the amount of poo that comes out of me. Like, there's just like a little mini mountain of poo in the toilet. I'm like, oh, that came out of me? Where were you hiding? Where'd you go?
Hiding?
It's just, oh, I don't know. They were hiding, but it's just like, I'm just amazed. I'm like, how did all that come out of me just now? It looks like a little meal, a couple meals. You could pack it up.
Maybe you've been storing it up.
Yeah, maybe.
I actually had a similar story happen to me, as happened to Tim. I was in a little Mexican restaurant, and it was, like, pretty friggin' loud in the main restaurant area. Like, they had the music in the bar next to it playing just, like, deafeningly loud. You know, one of those walk up to a girl.
Bunk up, bunk up, bunk up,
yeah,
bunk up.
Walk up to a girl and was like, "Hey, what's your name?" "No, thank you. All right, then. Goodbye."
That's what all the girls say to you, Andy, even when they can hear you.
Oh, yes. Why would you hurt someone
there was that one time
like that?
There was the one time with the five fluffy women. They decided to have an Andy snack, and I was afraid.
As well you should be.
Andy's more like a meal. A 10-course meal.
Not for the five of them.
Oh, even for the five of them.
No, that would have been they would have swallowed him whole. Nung.
That was a tiny penis joke, wasn't it?
Well, it was a blowjob joke. Wasn't necessarily a tiny penis joke.
Okay.
I think it was just the size of the woman he was referring to.
Yeah, right? It was more of a large woman joke. Except for the one hot one that Andy kept trying to turn towards, and the big ones kept moving like, "No, no, no, not her. You must deal with us.
Save it for me."
That was so sad, because I'd finally gotten over my aversion to hot women. Like the one that everyone wanted to dance with and wanted to dance with me. So it comes walking in, and every guy at our table, "Oh my god, did you see that with a buddy and a freaking face? Oh my god!" She sits down at the table, "Oh my god, she's sitting next to us! She's freaking next to us!" Then you guys all get up, and I'm just sitting there, just leaning over. "So hey, you want to dance?" "No!"
Oh, that was classic. Oh, we used to say that all the time, that was Andy's response to hot women. "You want to dance?"
"No!"
"I want to be lonely. I've got bitterness that I've got to deal with."
Well, the thing, I did have bitterness I had to deal with, and I did want to be lonely.
Well, well done,
but
sir.
But looking back on it, fuck old me.
Or young
Get over it, retard. Dance with the hot chick. Who cares that you don't know how to dance? Who cares that you're tall and white and ungainly? Just stand up there and rock side to side like every other white fool on that dance floor. Don't stand too close to Tim.
It was just so funny because there was like the three massive women and the one hot one, and then Andy kept like, I think there's a hot one, and every time we would turn, like, they
would
catching,
move. I was catching, like, glimpses, like,
yeah,
around
the
side.
The bigger girls would move, like, "Ah, who wants this tight pussy? Well, fuck these chubbies three."
Very good.
Thank you.
Very Shakespearean of you.
Actually, I was going for the riddle guy in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, yes. But answer me these questions three, ere the other side he see.
Yes.
What is your name?
What is your quest?
I showed that to... I know that's on your list of your top seven most watched movies. Yep. I showed that to Danelle not too long ago.
Not having it.
Whew. She was like, "This is horrible." And like... And watching it, I'm like, you know, I think I just think this is funny because I think this is funny. Like, it's just been...
Like, you think it's funny, so it is?
Well, no, like, I don't think, like, all these jokes... I mean, granted, I've just seen it a bunch of times, but it's not like, haha, that's funny. It's just like, I've watched it so many times that I just like it because I like it. Like, because I've... At some point in the past, I told myself I like it, and now I've just, you know... I go along with that.
It's ingrained in your brain.
Yeah, it's not like I would be like, "Oh, watch this part. It's a funny part." Like, I never said that once or even thought it. I was just like, "Here comes some movie." Like, well, and I was like, "I can't believe she's sitting through this whole thing."
You should watch the whole thing?
Yep. Stem to stern, watch the whole thing.
She's a trooper.
And I was like, "So I guess we're not going to watch any more Monty Python movies after this?" And she's like, "No." Uh-oh, cops are outside.
Uh-oh. They found out you're black.
Oh, crap.
They're going to try to plant some evidence on you and your Bronco.
Okay, he has a white car, ain't no Bronco. And I doubt it's going to last some chase. It probably be like...
Well, that's what the Bronco was about doing, so it doesn't have to go very fast.
Hopefully it makes it to Vegas on Monday. And back, and back, and back.
We have to say it three times?
Yeah, it's like Beetlejuice.
So Andy was talking about at a Mexican restaurant?
Oh, yes. Mexican restaurant. We'd been like, I was visiting my brother, so we were, like, in the middle of nowhere. We'd been, like, wandering around all day. Hadn't been near a bathroom in quite a while, and we're finally sitting there, like, waiting for a long-ass time for our food. Because this restaurant's, like, it's like the restaurant at the end of the universe. There's nothing else around it. So, like, everyone who had been up at these, like, lakes and hills and picnicking and whatever was going to this restaurant. The place was busy as fuck. So we're waiting for a long-ass time for our food. Finally, I'm like, shit, fuck it. I'm going to go back to their shitty little bathrooms. I go in. I, like, lock the door. I can tell that it's got one of those doors where I'm sure if somebody just, like, leans on it hard enough, it's going to open. And sure enough, I'm in there, and somebody comes up and jiggles the door, and it's, like, the handle doesn't turn. That should be their indication that it's locked. And I yell, because I know it's freaking loud outside. Like, you know, occupied, I'm in here, or, you know, some shit like that. And apparently the fact that, like, there was noise coming from inside and the door not opening and the fan going and all the rest of that stuff on the inside and, like, light coming from underneath the door wasn't a clear enough indication to whatever fucking drunk-ass Nimrod was standing outside there who'd been off, like, fucking his dogs in the woods while drinking six-packs. But dude, like, shoulders his way in and, like, the door opens just a crack and I pulled off. I got to take the mic away from my mouth right now because I'm actually going to do it like I did it then. I'm sitting, like, you know, totally exposed and very unhappy about the fact that this guy's already shaking the door because it's making me clench. When they hits the door and it, like, busts the thing and comes open, I give him a, I'm fucking in here! Oh, man. Apparently I was heard in the restaurant over the music.
Oh, I'm going to play that one bit over and over again. I can't wait to edit this.
I'm fucking in here.
That's going to be our new catchphrase. Listen to Tancast.
I'm fucking in here.
It got the message across because, like, he slammed the door back shut and ran. which well is really done. Good that he did, because you know how every once in a while I get to that point where I'm just, like, past it all and I'm ready to, like, attempt some violence on something?
Every once in a while.
Every day. I got hit on the bat. Like, I finished up. I wiped, like, flushed and everything. Washed my hands. Stepped out. And I was waiting for whoever was standing there waiting. Because they were either going to get a piece of my mind or a piece of the wall behind them, depending on how they reacted to the piece of my mind. And, like, there was nobody in the hallway, and there's, like, kids down the hall crying in their mother's arms. And
because they heard?
I was like, oh, nice! And I walked back to my chair, sat there, and seethed
Bobby,
quietly.
Why? What's wrong with that man?
There's a monster in the bathroom! He wants to take a poo uninterrupted!
Yes, there is, and yes, he fucking does.
So, I had one more story. This one is Copacacacho. So, Tim's, I don't know if I would call him a closet Barry Manilow fan, but you're a Manilow fan.
Yeah, I'm right out of the closet in front of everybody.
And he often, not so much anymore, but used to sing at the Copacabana. But I don't know the rest of the words. Tim, I'm sure, does.
The hottest spot north of Havana.
Or Andy
oh,
does,
snap.
Too.
Andy does, too.
Oh, no, it's because Tim fucking sang it all the time, and the goddamn lyrics got stuck in my head.
Don't lie. You love it.
No, the only Barry Manilow song I love, and it's purely for my own pleasure, is Mandy.
Yes. I was asking Tim if he had a recording of the parody that he did. He's not sure. Anyways.
You're right.
Sorry, I just had to have that little moment for, like, right before we moved, Tim doing the updated version. Like, the first time you did it, I was just, like, floored. It was both hilarious and touching, and then, you know, we're about to move, and I'm feeling real sad about all that, and you get up and do it again, and I was just like, oh, what a nice callback. Oh, he wrote all new words.
Oh, he's saying I'm long-winded. Oh, how sweet.
Flabby bearded gargoyle.
With love. It's all about love.
If you've got a recording, you'll have to put that on Tancast.
That's what Noah was saying. He's like, "That's what we should end it with this 1 week.
Or you could re-record it. I don't know how hard that would be for you.
I don't have the instrumental anymore.
Oh, we can find it.
So I might might have to do like a Bobby McFerrin and do all the music instruments like by myself, like boom, boots, boom, boots, boom, boots.
You know, I think it'll be horrible, but I think you should do it.
I like, for our listeners under 25, Bobby McFerrin was an artist in the mid-90s who sang a song called Don't Worry, Be Happy, which made most of Middle America want to slit their wrists.
Which was in WALL-E for a
second. Was. Hey, was look it? At that.
Yeah.
In the shower you drop your soap. Some guy tried to slip you his rope. Don't worry.
What is this madness?
Don't worry. Clinch tighter.
Clinch
oh, no. Why? I can't. It won't. It's not.
So, when we're at the theater, we like to go to Denny's a lot. And me...
Because it was open when you guys closed.
Yeah, this is very true. Just like the club in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So many tales.
So me, Steph, and Tim were there, and we were singing Copacabana, or maybe I was singing it, and I wanted to say cock.
Denny's not the club.
Cock is my problem. I need to stop trying to put out cock, because then I end up with coxa, and I started to sing at the Copa. And then I saw the lady, the waitress, started to walk up, and I was going to say cock, and I was like, this lady's going to think I'm weird if I just say cock. So I was like, at the Copacacho. And that was it. I was like, and then me and Tim just started busting up.
And Stephanie stared at us like she had, why are you laughing?
Yeah,
why would anyone be laughing at this?
Cacacho. It's funny on the face
and
of
she
it.
She still insists to this day that she thought it was funny.
As liar!
It's like, Stephanie, you were just blinking, staring at us. And we laughed for like a good 5-10 minutes.
I think that we're funnier in retrospect.
Oh, no. We're funnier in the moment.
It was hilarious. At the Copacacho.
Yeah, speaking of being underrated and then rated... I think my wife left a comment on Tancast, but it is
she
the
did.
Absolute truth. She has gone through and listened, I think more than once to a couple of them. She has, listened and repeatedly and avidly and, talked to me about it afterwards. And it was just, when we were all together for that 5 minutes of face-to-face WTF Tancast.
Yes.
And it was, your wife and my wife and... not Noah's wife, because she was sick.
Sick of some bullshit.
Just, standing there, staring at us, and just... They seemed to both be exuding the same vibe, which I totally expected from Danelle, and pretty much expected from my wife as well, of... you man-children, and the silly things you do. And she and I were talking about it later, and I was like, do you think you'll ever listen to the Tancast? She's like, no, not really, because it's just... I'm glad you guys are, keeping your friendship alive and keeping that dream alive, but aren't there other ways that you guys could be relating to each other? And aren't there other things you could be doing with your hour in the middle of Saturday when I want to go out antiquing?
Does your wife really want to go antiquing?
No, that was...
Okay, I was
typical.
Like, okay.
But she did keep scheduling things we started to get pretty consistent on Saturday, your morning, my afternoon. Early afternoon time frame, and she would schedule something for 1:30. I'm like, oh, we're doing Tancast at 1, and we usually go about an hour and a half, and just continuously, I'm like, am I starting to pick up some subtle hints here of you'd rather I do anything but this? And she was saying that she was talking to Danelle, and she was kind of in the same place. I was like, yeah, I kind of expected that of Danelle, because Danelle was always with the three of us, just sort of that's special children. is it because you deal with retards all day that the three of us are just more of the same? Only we should be behaving better. We do know better. We don't have emotional issues. We aren't special needs. We're just needy. But my wife at least spent enough time around the three of us and laughing at and with the three of us that I'd always kind of thought that maybe she would be amused, and yeah, I guess one day she's like, ah, fuck it, and she clicks on one and laughed for an hour straight. And I was very happy. I was like, ah, success! But I don't think Tim will ever be able to work on his wife and get the same result.
If I were to look into a magic eight ball, it would say, not fucking likely.
Chasing Amy was a good movie.
Indeed. I was amazed, by the way, we should probably wrap this up, but I was amazed that none of our top seven lists overlapped each other. Like, absolutely, not even one movie overlapped each other.
Yeah, that's,
We got very tasty.
Well, I mean, it's because Noah's picking shit out of his ass like Fudo, and...
But I mean, like, Matrix, I could see you picking. Incredibles, I could have seen Noah picking. What was one of Andy's ones that I thought maybe I... Well, not real, because, like, Borat, I've never seen.
Really?
See
that.
That's what I'm told.
Yep.
It's
funny.
What was your... Oh, Lord of the Rings. No, yeah. I've still never seen the third one, and I'm fine with that.
Really?
Yeah, after the second one, I was like, I get it. They're going to throw it in the volcano, and I'm done. Some will die, some will live. I don't care.
Which is which? Who gives a shit?
Although I did see the ending of part 3 when I was in Fry's once. I was buying something. It was on one of the televisions. I walked, and I could kind of tell, like, I could tell that they were very near the volcano. I'm like, all right, I'll watch from here. And then they throw the ring in the volcano. And just like Kevin Smith said, the movie wouldn't end. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to shopping. I don't care.
Well, it had three movies worth of end.
It's like, the ring's in the volcano. End of story. Done. Then just the Ewoks do a little celebration. There's some fireworks, and then everybody hugs. That should be it.
Fucking Ewok.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Ebaba nub nub.
Yeah, the Ewok Tabernacle Choir suddenly comes out of nowhere. Chum de doo de wa.
Maybe the Ewoks are a very vocally trained species.
Yeah, that's
not trained, but there's just a vocally talented species. Like, some people are good at the forest, these people are good at singing in choral
Yeah,
harmony.
That's why they grunt at each other. Oh, yup, yup.
That's what they do when there are humans around. But then once they accepted the humans into their, they're like, well, let me show you what we can do. And a one, and
two. Scrotum!
Oh, that was such a nightmare of editing that time. We all started singing. I'm like, forget it. I give up. I'm like, everybody's on their own different beat, not to mention time frame. I'm like, it's done. I quit. I can't.
Well, we really were on the day. We were all singing the song separately, together. It would be like, row, 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 your bow, 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 bow.
Good times.
What other movies did I have on my list?
Andy's penis list?
I had Pitch Black. I knew that was going to be me only.
I enjoy the movie. I actually own it on a DVD. I just don't watch it a lot.
I do not. Mm.
Yeah, going back to Shatner and his thing about, under constraint, made on the cheap, not the movie mm-hmm. he wanted to make. Fucking Pitch Black.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't
have
to...
A talented director will pull it off.
Okay, but like they were able to put most of the movie on a planet in the desert. That was just, hey, let's go run around in a desert. Like, if you have a starship that you've got to be on for most of it, you can't really do that on the cheap without it looking like the 60s TV show.
Well, this is true.
Captain, special effects seem to be not working. This joke is also not working.
This is true.
Must be time to wrap it up.
Zippity-doo.
Yes, because let's go ahead and end on a low note. Yeah, Pitch Black, $23 million estimated budget. Thank you, IMDb.
My balls have an estimated budget of your mama's mouth.
Ooh, in it.
I have shared with you guys that I've decided that teabag is a unit of measurement, and it is both a unit of length and of volume.
No.
After I devised that, I started to threaten to measure people's heads.
I don't think they like that.
No, they don't. They don't understand.
I would think, as a general rule, they would be against it.
One.
I'm against you putting your balls on my head.
I vote no on Proposition Teabag.
Dip one.
Oh.
Dip two. Dip three. Dip four. Stop moving.
So for the listeners, I'm not always really up on politics and the stuff that's gone. I'm more up than I used to be. But Stephanie just told me about the thing that Arnold Schwarzenegger did, where he's paying the government workers like minimum wage. Any of you heard of this?
Oh yeah,
I have not.
He cut their salaries in half and let go like anybody who was temp.
Yes, because the budget wasn't balanced.
Yep.
Had nothing to do with the people who are suffering, but he's going to make them pay. And, like, especially in California, unless you're in high school, you're not going to be able to live off minimum wage.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that people were pointing out was that state workers get paid at the end of the month. So the people who lost their jobs, like the temp workers, that's pretty fucked up for them. The rest of them, as long as the budget got like signed and enacted before their next paycheck, wouldn't see any difference on their paycheck. And if it got hit after their paycheck, they would get all that money back. Like, they'd retroactively put it back.
So he's going to give them the money after they balance the budget?
Yeah, after the budget's actually signed and the state, you know, the, like, eighth biggest economy in the entire world would be in the G8 if it was a country instead of a state, after that state actually signs a budget and isn't just, like, working without any set fiscal policy for the year.
So like,
it's a little sad that Andy knows more about California government than I do, and I am sitting in California.
Well, Andy's been following it for a while, and California's for a long time had a big problem with like
business as usual politics. Both major parties. I mean, the Democrats outnumber the Republicans, but both of the parties have kind of like carved out their niches. Like, you know, oh, this is my county, that's your county. As evidenced by the fact that there is one, I think it's a congressional district, but maybe it's a state senate seat, that goes from, like, Santa Barbara up the coast through, like, Monterey and, like, almost to San Jose, but not quite. Like, goes, like, right to the edge of San Jose. And it's, like, 20 miles wide and, like, 200 miles long or something like that. And it's, like, one person is supposed to represent those people.
Wow.
So, like, the state's been all carved up and it's all to create as many safe seats as possible for both parties. And it's sort of that, you know, well, let's just not fuck with each other at all and then we don't have to spend a lot of money on it and, you know, we won't be fighting each other constantly and then we can concentrate on the really important stuff, which is making you rich and making me rich and making all the people who support us rich. So you get, like, you know, it's a liberal state, but it's, like, where other places you got a lot of problem with, like, corporate interest kind of driving the politics and, you know, a lot of money coming in there and people being in the pockets of, like, you know, big business. Like, in Texas, it's big oil and, I don't know, somewhere it's probably big textile, but who the fuck knows. And in California, it's, like, a lot of the more, you know, what you would consider, like, labor or left or populist or whatever. So it's, like, labor unions and, like, teachers unions and stuff like that. And it's all, like, these different special interest groups and, you know, like, Veterans Affairs and, you know, the Help the Homeless and all the rest of that stuff. And those are, like, the big political action committees that are, you know, funneling a lot of money in, but, you know, access to money and power tends to corrupt people, and it's certainly happened in California, so, like, every fucking year, and I guess you guys really haven't been paying a lot of attention, because it's happened a lot, they get to the point where, like, the old budget runs out, and they're just running for, like, a month or two without budgets, and...
Oh, well, I mean, that much I knew, but I was, it was, like, the minimum wage thing, and the... All right. Okay. I just yanked my microphone off my head.
Nice.
It was... But, you know, like, this... the specifics of what was going on this time, and certainly I didn't have a 20-minute long rant in me about what California was doing. I was like, California budget bad.
Affects wife salary, wife teacher. Stop fucking up, California.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And also fucks up my parents and my mom's husband, and fucks up a lot of people that I know and a lot of people that I really care about. And I'm kind of pissed off about it, but I'm kind of pissed off at, like, everyone involved, not just Schwarzenegger. I'm pissed off that...
Every fucking year it comes back to it. You know, they won't balance the budget, they won't trim fat, they won't, like, actually hold debates, they just want to hold the status quo, and they want to, every year, do this fucking dance of, oh, well, we won't sign the budget, oh, well, we won't approve the budget, oh, well, we won't do this, oh, well, we won't do that. And it's this, you know, like, juvenile power struggle as opposed to, hey, there's major problems affecting our state full of 40 million people with an enormous economy. We need a workable budget. We need to stop with the deficit spending. We need to make, you know, maybe some actual cuts, or we need to raise taxes, or we need to do something. But the one thing we need to stop doing is sitting around and, like, getting on the radio and talking about how our opponents are holding us up from having a budget. They're holding us back. And so, you know, it seems like he's the first one to launch the nuke. But on the other hand, I can also see how it's... for all of the laughing about the fact that California elected Arnold, he seems to be, like, a fairly centrist kind of guy who's interested in making reasonable changes and, you know, cutting where things may be a bit too fat and not cutting other places and not playing this politics game, and he's just stepped in a big vat of politics, and so...
I know, it always seems like he goes for education. Granted, this may be because I, you know, was dating and then am now married to a teacher. Same teacher both times, by the way. I don't want to make it sound like I'm just, you know, playing the teacher field. Like, hey, how's it going, Mrs. Appleby?
Kim's a teacher whore.
I loves me some chalk-smelling fingers. Mm-hmm. Doubly funny by the fact that they don't really use chalkboards anymore. But, like, it just seemed like always, like, oh, their bad idea was to cut education. Oh, well, they figured it out. They're going to solve all our problems by cutting education.
Yeah, well, that's a big part of the whole neocon ideal is of dismantling all sorts of public services and anything that smells at all of socialism is, oh, the free market fixes everything, yeah, which Okay, fucktard. Explain to me Enron and WorldCom and...
And American Idol, huh? Explain that to me.
All the rest if the free market fixes everything.
And Last Comic Standing. Yeah, the free market didn't fix that,
well,
did it?
Well, definitely explain to me American Idol.
Oh, Tim's
but...
a bitter man.
Oh, you know what? Another rant for another day.
Stupid well, this impression is.
Oh, no, I'm not even talking about that. I made the mistake of watching a show not too long ago. You know what? I'm not even... I can't. It won't. No.
Well, not only that, well, it's like, you know, when they cut the school budget, and then we hear that our schools are lagging, like, so far behind, like, other schools, like, just in America in general, and it's like, well, I mean, and I don't know how the budget is for schools everywhere.
Well, and California's got some special needs. I mean, California has got, not just from south of the border, because there's a lot of states that have, you know, people coming up speaking Spanish, mm-hmm. but California's got, like, a shitload of people from... You know, the Philippines, from Vietnam, from Korea, from Japan, from China. California is a state full of immigrants. You know, white people are no longer a majority.
Because California is fucking awesome and everybody wants to come here.
I totally agree.
Except for Andy.
No, I completely agree. I'm sad I left, but I just couldn't fucking afford it because California is awesome and everyone wants to live there.
Yeah, no one is sitting in some third world country going, oh, if I could only get to Idaho someday. Yes, if I save my rupees or my chicken heads or whatever it is, I will book passage on a ship and then some sort of train and then eventually I will be in the land of potatoes.
Potatoes and people the color of the potatoes on the inside, not the outside.
Well, who do you think picks the potatoes, the people with the same color on the outside?
You know that potatoes grow underground and they dig them up, right?
Yeah, but someone's got to pick them out of the ground.
Okay. Good save. So, yeah, that's a whole thing with the neocons and the conservatives in California have been real big on it, of, like, dismantle public education and create a voucher system where... religious schools that don't have to teach this nasty evolution. You know, fuck science. Fuck reason. We don't need reason. We want federal tax dollars and state tax dollars and local tax dollars to go to teach our children about this flying spaghetti monster and how his noodly appendage hath created the world.
You've heard about the flying spaghetti monster, haven't you, Tim?
I thought he just made that up.
No.
Yeah, Tim.
Yes, 10 years from now, you may learn otherwise. But for now, totally mine.
For now, Daddy made that up.
Do I got to listen to this for the next 10 years?
Probably.
Just checking.
Just every once in a while, though. You know, about as often as we heard about the pigeons.
I've
when we meet new people, we'll warn them that you were a liar and then tell them about this. It's the same time that new people heard about the pigeons.
Tim may tell you a funny story. I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, he may say this happened to him. Probably happened to a comedian.
You know, comedian as opposed to Tim.
Oh.
Well, NBC would agree with you.
Fuck NBC. Look at the other shit they put on.
Unless there. NBC is listening to this and we're like, you know what? These three guys are funny. We should give them a show. In which case, NBC is fucking awesome. I love me some Scrubs. Is that on NBC?
Well, I do love me some Scrubs, except they fucking canceled it, so.
Yeah,
I love
ABC,
me some
right?
Office.
Yes, Office, good.
All right.
My name is Earl, also NBC, right?
Yes, love it that show as well, because I watch it.
Is Lost? Where's Lost at?
Lost is ABC.
Oh, yeah. Who would want to watch that channel?
They need to pick some different names, like NBC,
unless
ABC,
they're listening,
CBS.
In which case Lost is the fucking bomb.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Can't believe what happened to Hurley.
Oh.
Tim?
Hurley.
You got anything to say about Lost?
Right. I was like, what? I didn't expect that. I mean, I thought I saw it coming, but I was more like one of those things you joke with yourself, like, oh, it'd be funny if that happened. I'm like, oh, shit, it happened.
Here's a little secret. Tim doesn't watch Lost.
You've blown my cover. Must you dismantle every lie now? It's my one power that I have left. The power of super lies.
So we're almost at an hour and a half. Maybe we should wrap this bad boy up.
Maybe you should suck my nuts.
All right.
All right. You're the one that has a wife that wants to go out peeking.
Unnecessarily hostile?
Actually, my wife wants to continue to clean up the house in preparation for the spawn that is arriving soon.
How soon? Oh, this must be the nesting phase they always show in sitcoms.
Well, no, it's not that, because apparently the nesting phase is, like, psychotic, and this is just more of, you know, we got a lot of shit in the baby's room, like a queen-size bed that I'm sure the baby doesn't need, and...
the baby wants to stretch out.
Oh, that would be awesome. Give the baby a queen, like, yes, this is what I'm fucking talking about. Goo, goo, ga, motherfucking ga.
Well, you know, it is going to be my child, so it's going to be huge.
It's probably going to be able to fit that queen-size bed. It's going to come out like a teenager.
Oh, poor
Got,
Andy's
like, some
wife.
Stubble around the
I
chin.
I mean, poor Andy's wife.
Zoltar! There, just put that right over where you said it.
Poor foolish lady who decided to marry Andy.
Decided is strong.
Was tricked.
Acquiesced.
Trickery was employed.
What Andy did was like, Andy introduced...
Zoltar!
That lady to his good-looking friend, and they went out for a while. And then when the marriage happened, Andy just slipped in there. He's like, who are you? You're not the guy I've been dating. Anyways, that was a long way to go for a lame joke.
Yes, it was, and yes, it was.
I was like, the science of that really doesn't make sense. Because she would just leave.
Yeah, it would have been more effective.
Noah's lying. He was at Andy's wedding, and he knows that that didn't happen. Noah's a liar.
Yeah.
Stop lying, Noah. With your lies.
At least I tell you right away.
No, I had to tell everybody. What do you tell? You tell me right away.
I would have let him known. I wouldn't wait 10 years.
You would have. No. Would have been Tancast 427. You'd be like, by the way. And he's going to do the math in a second and find out that that is not 10 years from now.
No, it's about like 8 years.
Oh, wait. I have something important to say before we go.
Are you going to fart or burp?
Did you hear that?
No, I just heard... No. Rumbling.
Oh, I farted into the mic.
Yeah, that's what I figured you were doing.
Yeah, you know what it sounded like?
Pretty much.
Oof. Well, didn't smell like that.
Oh. Which is why I'm glad that we are tan casting miles apart.
That was not a brilliant decision on my part. I think I'm going to fart right next to this thing. I have to put an inch from my nose. Really, Tim? Really, Tim? Is that what you're going to do? Yeah. How could that backfire?
Oh, this microphone smells like shit. I got to take it back.
Excuse me, Best Buy. You sold me this microphone, and it smells like human excrement. You have some explaining to do?
Well, did you fart into the microphone, sir? No. Why would I do that?
And I would, of course, lie.
Why would I do that? Yeah.
All right. So, let's end our world record episode. I wonder how many people are still listening. If you are still listening to this, I'm going to ask you a trivia question, and then you can answer it on the forums to see, or the forums.
Hey, we could have forums if we wanted to. I can install all sorts of shit.
We can have forums?
Sure.
We should totally have forums.
Dude, we barely get comments. Let's go for forums when we've got like. You know, conversations.
We've got like pages and pages of comments.
Yeah.
Wait, I want people to be able to. I want to be able to start topics. Like, I want Tancast people to talk about this, but I don't want them to necessarily have to put it on the specific episode or anything. Like, limited to one. I want a forum where people, where all our fans can meet and discuss ideas and, you know, figure out how to start a Tancast fan club.
Okay, Tim, learn the internet and do that.
No.
Denied. That was my admin hammer.
I got it.
Maybe I'll do it for your birthday.
Admin Hammer? Is that
yes.
the later name of MC Hammer after the rap career didn't work out for him?
Yep, he had to go back to University of Phoenix and get his degree in IT management.
Because he is in the Silicon Valley Bay Area type area.
Yes.
Well, not only that, he was at Stanford like a week ago.
Giving a lecture on how to go broke.
No, working on their supercomputer. The lecture was just because he had some extra time.
He was some music and technology conference they're having.
Ah.
He was there.
He's like, what I like to do is I like to take a song that was successful, and I use a piece of it, and I use technology to grab that piece of song.
Hey, speaking of a song that was successful, see that electrical part over there? Don't touch that. Doom, doo, 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 gonna zap ya. Doom, doo, doo, doo.
That was retarded, but funny.
Yes.
Doesn't that just sum up Tancast? Ah, that was retarded. But funny.
Okay, so that'll be our trivia question. What's MC Hammer's real name? Write that on the floor. So if anybody made it this long into the show without going, fuck, never mind, off. What? Look at MC, Google it. Or if you don't know, just say, I don't know MC Hammer's real name, but I listened to your shitty podcast all the way through, and all I got was this lousy earache.
Do you know his real name, Tim?
I do.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Rob Van Winkle.
Oh, yes. Man, that was a shitty name. Real name.
Oh, God.
I used to collect hip-hop trading cards. And like that, I had his card, Vanilla Ice.
I remember being a kid, like I was way into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I went to see the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie in theaters.
Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, and we got to the Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, Go Ninja part right there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a kid, so, you know, like, pretty just everything is kind of believable and everything's kind of okay. Not the real jaded eye like I've got now. And as a kid, I remember watching that and going, I think I smell the end of someone's career.
What are you talking about?
This seems,
after
this
that,
seems
he made Cool as Ice.
Oh, that was good. Good stuff.
And he was awarded the MTV Movie Awards Award for Best Performance by an Inanimate Object.
Really?
Well, it was actually not a real award. They were just they did like a montage of, you know, like it was like the typewriter in Barton Fink, the phone in Cape Fear, and Vanilla Ice. They're the best performances by inanimate objects.
Nice.
And by the way, MC Hammer's real name.
Okay.
I didn't know you were gonna say it.
I might bleep it out. You never know.
Okay.
I just had to prove that I knew it.
Okay.
By looking it up on Google while Andy was talking.
Okay, Morgan, Kirk, fuck! I just fucked that up. I was going to try to come up with things that were hints for all three of those things.
Oh.
You know, Morgan, sanitizer, I have no idea what I would have done for Bella.
Right.
Hand sanitizer-ish, but with the...
You know what's retarded? That actually occurred to me.
Tancast?
Yes! But yeah, that occurred to me moments before you actually said it out loud.
I have no idea what I'm going to title this episode.
Tancast. What the fuck again?
Are you guys still going?
Tancast. Going for the record.
Now with 20% more.
For free!
20% more something.
Equals 50% more nothing.
Figure it out, math geeks.
Well, I think...
I think we should just let this peter out here.
Let's all just randomly stop talking. Not even say goodbye, just like... Let's all just randomly fail. No, I'm Tim. I was the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I was here.
Maya, I'm Noah. I'm the priest molesting your little boy.
Don't forget to hit the website and say you demand a forum from Andy, the Grinchy administrator.
I'll probably break it just like I broke our upgrade, so.
Ebenezer administrator over there, or Administrator Scrooge. I'm going to edit it, so that's how I said it. Administrator Scrooge over there. I'm so clever. The first time out of the gate. I don't need any editing. I'm an improv master.
Right.
And my ex-girlfriend is the only one who's left us a comment on iTunes. Come on, give us a little review. Give us something. We need your love.
Five-star reviews. We need 5-star reviews. Make us popular.
Yeah,
high
yes.
school couldn't do it. We certainly can't do it. We have neither the talent nor the looks nor the skill. Talents or skill. Either one of those two things that are incredibly similar. Clearly, we don't even have a good grasp of the language, the only language we all three speak.
Ugh, me, Andy Smart.
So, yes, please, 5-star reviews. Pretend we're the jocks. Pretend we're the jocks who took you to prom after you had the makeover in every teen movie ever and became the hot girl that everyone suddenly wanted.
And then
wanted.
Finger banged you in the limo.
Make us your dream guy, and we'll make you our dream girl.
And finger bang you in the limo.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
See? All things good. There's no downside. You can't find a downside here, people. Get over to iTunes.
You won't find a better deal. Look around.
If you have to install iTunes, just take it. Take one for us. We would take one for you.
If you don't have iTunes, get yourself an iPod. They're sweet. Or have your friends buy you one for your birthday.
That's a better route.
That is a good way to go. I don't mind telling you.
All right.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I quit.
There. I threw my mic down and I'm walking away.
Well, fuck that, then I'm gone too!
No, I set my mic down and I walked away too. I didn't even left the room and here goes the door.
I'm still here. Andy and Tim are idiots. Now that I got my own podcast, I'm just going to change it to N. I'll try to get rid of those two fuckers for a while. Jesus Christ. Well, this is Noah, all by myself. Maybe I'll masturbate for a little bit. Oh. Oh, Blossom. Whoa, Blossom.
It's Whoa, Blossom. But other than that,
excellent. Whoa, Blossom. Whoa, Blossom. Hey, you, Blossom.
Hey, you, Blossom.
All right, I'm going to stop recording.
Yeah, me too.
Not me. I'm going to keep going. Woo! We're not stopping until we hit 2 hours.
I'm fucking you!